the fireplace to have the fire. You don't think about the value of the food, the wood, because the fire is what you're looking for. Yes.
Know that this fire is a burning wind. It is a ray of fire, not the essence thereof. Assuredly, the essence of fire is in the ether. On the earth, there is its ray and shadow.
Means what? Means listen carefully. When I'm talking about the fire, I'm not talking about that fire you see on the earth. This is example of the fire. The fire, I mean, the source of the power of everything is the fire, is the heat. So, it's different. This is a different fire. It's not the fire, it's the brightness of the fire which is coming out. Of course, in the ether, that non-existent, you know what the ether is? Maybe you don't. What is ether?
Rarefied air.
What is ether?
Gas.
In the time that they didn't know emptiness could exist, they said, out of there, between these stars, because they didn't know these are planets and suns and things like that. They thought, out of there, there is a material. It's not air, it's ether. They made a word for something which is out of touch, out of reach, out of possibility of understanding. Therefore, this ether became poetically a word about some illusional place that everything should be different and is different. Means another space, something like that. That's what ether is. Yes?
Of necessity, the ray, on account of quivering, does not endure. It is speedily returning to its source. Your stature is normally invariable. Your shadow is now short, now long. Inasmuch as no one finds permanence in the ray, the reflections return to origins. Hark, close thy mouth. Mischief has opened its lips. Dry up. God hath best knoweth the right way.
You translate the last verse. The last verse goes like this. Hindahan barband fitne lab gushad khushk ab Allahu alam bir rishad. Which is, I don't know how to translate it. First of all, Allahu alam bir rishad. This is something that when you want to say something, when you should be patient, he will put the word of being patient, waiting over there. If you have to know better, he will put all of that is Allahu alam bil rishad, Allahu alam bil this, Allahu alam bil this. God knows, blah, blah, blah. Means what? Means this is the sound of something that should make some thought and all that, but means that only the half of one that you understand is what I want to say. And what was that? I said, shut it up, because the problem arrived. Khoshkar. That one you cannot translate. Khoshkar means bring the towel. Means what, bring the towel? You don't know. This is the old way of taking a bath. In the time of Rumi. When you want to go to the bath to wash yourself, first you have to prepare everything and walk to that place. It's not the shower in your room. You go there. Okay, then what? There are a lot of ceremonies over there, because the people, first of all, they get very intimate because they see each other naked. Okay? So it's a very special place. In this special place, which is dark, because you cannot take your light old-fashioned way in that steam and thing. It's normally dark. And a couple of workers are working, the people are coming and going, and blah, blah, blah. Okay? Now, let's say you are the mayor of the city, or you are a respectable fellow. What will happen? One of the problems of those bathing stuff is when you come out. Because you are hot, wet, with something wet around your waist, okay? You come out of that full of steam, warm place in a cold place. In the winter time, they cannot really heat the other room. It's cold. So you come out and you're barefooted. There is a special place for you coming or going in and out to wash your feet. You will see that in some of the pools still here. There is washing it, right? Okay. Then you come out, then your towel is packed over there. You have to wait or go and open that package, bring the towel and, right? But if you are a dignified fellow, when you are, you made all, everything and you're ready, the guy who is serving you and gave you the massage at the end and all that will say, bring the towel, sir, so on. So when you want to come out, somebody is waiting for you with your towel. Therefore, the most respectful way to say that you are finished is to call the towel. Here you say, you know what? I'm finished. Because if I speak more, you will have some silly thought about it. Therefore, I zip it up. Why did he zip it up? Look carefully. He was talking to say that, first of all, look at you and your shadow. You are always the same person, but your shadow will be long and short, right? Why? Because in the flesh of light, nothing is fixed. The sun moves, your shadow will be long or short. This is something that your ego should understand. That the enlightenment will make my shadow smaller and could make it vanish. But too complicated. If you start to think about it, let's shut up and talk differently. This is what the last verse is all about. That, hey, and he's saying him to himself, close your mouth because everything is going to be mixed up now. Oh, bring the towel. Finished. God knows how to lead you because I wanted to lead you, but now I'm worried about, I'm talking too much about this. Maybe you would be fooled. So let's stop it and go back again to the logical verse. Yes?
Account of the conception of evil fancies by those deficient in understanding. Ere this tale reaches a conclusion, there comes from the envious a vapor of stench.
Suddenly, you know why I stopped it? The jealousy. Suddenly the smell of jealousy is stopping us. Because whatever I'm talking about, you could convince your ego about this and that and that and that. But as soon as I start to talk about someone else, suddenly you become jealous and everything will be confused. before my story comes to the goal, actually, there is this bloody smell of jealousy. Let's talk about it. Yes.
I am not pained by it, but this kick may break the nerve of a simple-hearted man's mind.
If you are simple-hearted, me, I don't care. But if you're simple-hearted, you will care, because the jealousy is the most strong barrier. Do you remember that? Yes.
Well did the sage Akasana set forth the spiritual parable for the sake of those who are veiled, saying that if one see in the Quran naught but words, this is not surprising on the part of them that have lost the way, since the eye of the blind is sensible of naught but heat from the beams of the luminous sun.
Means what? Don't page that fast. Look at it. Means what? He said, first of all, it's not a surprise that a lot of people, they look at Quran and they think that, okay, this is just some sayings, just some words. How? He said, do you remember in book one I told you that you are blind? When you're not enlightened, you are blind. Now let me explain to you what the blindness is. Blindness is that the blind fellow cannot see the light. He could only feel the heat of it. This is what it is. Yes.
Suddenly a great booby pops.
Listen carefully, this is one of the trickery part of Masnavi. Yes.
Suddenly, a great booby popped his head out of an ass stable like a railing woman, saying that this discourse, namely the Masnavi, is low. It is a story of the Prophet and imitation. There is no mention of investigation in the sublime mysteries towards which the saints make their steeds gallop. From the stations of asceticism to the passing away, step by step up to the union with God. It contains no explanation and definition of every station and stage, so that by the means of the wings thereof a man of heart should soar. When the Book of God came, the unbelievers railed likewise at it too, saying, it is legends and paltry tales, there is no profound inquiry and lofty speculation.
Means what? This is that part. This is the part that you should pay attention, because I have seen a lot of arguments about this. That, he talked about Masnavi, he defended the Masnavi, he compared it with Quran and all that. Yes. He said, suddenly there is this jealous fellow who could stand up and tell you that this is just like a prophet that wants you to follow him. What I was listening to was like Quran. This is a religious trap, actually. This is nonsense. Look at it. It's not really the conversation and the real good secrets that all these big fellows and good fellows are trying to do there. I'm talking about, it's not that path which is going step by step to the God. This is something that is just made up like that. This is what fellow said about Masnavi. And Rumi, as defending it, he say, you know what? The same thing was said when Quran came. Every holy book coming down, there are a lot of people that will say, these are the stories, made up stories, and it's not really deep or being researched upon. The word is tahqiq from hab, remember. All of this. What is this? Let's finish it, yes?
The little children, it is legends and paltry tales. There is no profound inquiry and lofty speculation. The little children understand it. 'Tis not but things approved and disapproved.
The account of